Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Bobby Vinton, piosenkarz polskiego pochodzenia, urodzony w 1935 roku w USA. Od Arlety Schiller z Windsor dostałam nagranie rozmowy, którą przeprowadziła z nim kilka lat temu. Rozmowa jest w języku angielskim.
In 2000, when I launched my career in radio journalism and started this program, Polish Magazine, I had few dreams. One was to have a lunch with the President of the United States, and it happened 2 years later, in 2002, with the bonus Polish President and 200 other Polish Americans in Troy, Michigan. So there was few others, but another dream was to have on my show very special artist. And for this one, I had to wait over 9 years, and it's okay. Because we have to wait for a good stuff, right? So today my guest is, according to Billboard magazine, most successful love singer of the rock era, Mr. Bobby Vinton. Hello, welcome to Polish magazine.
Hello, dziękuję.
Sir, can I call you Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
My real name is Stasiu.
Stasiu, Stanley.
Stasiu, Bobby.
Robert Vinton, yeah. Okay, thank you very much for this. Please remind me and our listeners when and where you made your debut. When did you start your career exactly? You were a musician.
I started my career singing in my father's band. My father had an orchestra, and when I was 15 years old, he put me into his band, and we would play at the PRCU, the Polish Club, the Italian Club. Different clubs in the Pennsylvania area, mm-hmm. And I learned show business. I learned music from my father.
Oh wow! One of the greatest hits, "Moja droga, ja cię kocham," my melody of love, became instantly very popular in Poland itself. You were called Polish Prince. Was it your own idea to promote Polish language?
Well, what happened, in the many years that I recorded, I went to South America and I sang in Spanish, Cuando Caliente el Sol. I went to Germany, Musiden, Musiden. I went to Italy, Yo non posso crederti quando dici che. I would sing in different nationalities because I would go to these countries and record in different nationalities. And my mama, who's really a Polish lady, she used to get mad and say, Synek, po co ty nie śpiewa po polsku? She says, I come to your shows and you sing in these different languages, but you don't sing in Polish. Śpiewa po polsku, ty głupia. So in answer to my mama, I says, I will write a song for you. And I said, but I don't have any ideas a song that they would play on popular rock and roll stations. And she says, well, moja droga, I know you're going to think of something. So when she says, moja droga, go ahead and think of the song, I said, moja droga, ja cię kocham. And that's how she gave me the idea to do this. And it was quite a big hit. Like you said, in Poland, I remember going to Poland when the song was popular, because I have relatives in Warsaw as well as Krakow. And I remember meeting them, and they were so excited. But it was still a communist country, and I was surprised to see how people were living in my lifetime, so in fear of the government. In fact, the government brought me in to find out why I was in Poland. What are you doing here? Why are you here on the radio and on the newspapers talking about we should get rid of the communist government? In fact, when I came back to America on WGN in Chicago, which is the big station, television station, we had a telethon, the Bobby Vinton telethon, to raise money for the people of Poland.
How nice.
And I went over there with care packages, and I was to meet Lech Walesa, and they arrested him that day. I could not see him. But they did get the money and the supplies and everything, and it was really something. Moja droga, that song, and how it was a link between the United States and Poland in those years.
And you were really Polish prince in that mission.
Well, in Chicago, Mayor Daley, who was running for re-election, he was not doing too well, they tell me, and he came to my show. And he sang Moja Droga with me. We had 20,000 people at the auditorium in Chicago, and the newspaper asked him the next day, what did you do? He says, well, I went to see Bobby Vinton, the Polish prince. He's the one that called me the Polish prince. And I became the Polish prince, and they re-elected him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and also that song was pretty good money bearer for you, because you were quite popular after that, and you had some inspiring things done after.
Well, I remember coming to Canada in those years. I had a television show that was very popular in Canada for right after the song Melody of Love. It was our theme song, and we did a lot of Polish songs. It was an exciting time. Polish people became very proud. The song kind of got rid of the Polish jokes. In those years, there was nothing but Polish jokes everywhere. And I think the song, with the pride and the spirit, gave people a new image of Polish people.
Yeah, and how many records did you sell?
Millions of records of my Melody of Love.
So you,
all
you
over the world, like you say, in Poland, everywhere, it became a very big hit.
It's always good to listen to your mama.
I'm glad I did.
Cash follow after.
She said, I said, where am I going to get a song? She said, Pisaj, write a song. Because I wrote Mr. Lonely a song, and I've written many of my songs. She says, it's easy for you to write a song. Just write a song about being Polish and Moja Droga. I had no idea that it would be such a big hit.
Bobby, you are a multi-talented musician as well as a singer, actor. You have a university degree in music. You are proficient in a few instruments. You play in the movie with John Wayne, and you had your TV show in the 70s. What do you yourself consider to be the greatest success of your life?
I think being called the Polish prince was quite an honor. I made a lot of Polish people happy. Mm-hmm. And if in those years, it was unbelievable. I would go to the embassy in New York, and they had big receptions for me, and to go to Poland. In fact, when Pan Am flew their first flight into Warsaw, I was on that flight. I was the first one off the flight, arriving in Warsaw when you could fly to Warsaw. Back in those days, as you know, you couldn't fly to Warsaw from the United States, but mm-hmm. on the very first flight, I was asked to do that. And then, when the Pope came to Poland for the first time in Warsaw, I was there to greet him at the airport when he arrived, and that was quite an honor. I was there with Chester Grabowski from the Post Eagle.
Yeah, nice gentleman.
Yeah.
I have to mention that he inspired me to go after you. So.
Yeah, well, he and I were friends. In fact, you know, Chester used to come to see me 40 years ago when I was, before Melody of Love, 30 years before Melody of Love, mm-hmm. I was performing at the Copacabana in New York, and I was singing songs, and Chester came, and we were very good friends from all those years.
Mm-hmm.
He was really delighted when I became the Polish prince. And mm-hmm. so I think that is the biggest honor. I mean, I've sold a lot of records, and I was a teenage idol, and Blue Velvet, and all that mm-hmm. was nice. But my life, and I think I became more special when I became the Polish prince.
You know what? I have to admit, I know a few Polish princesses. Basically, every city when they had Polish district, like in Detroit, Hamtramck, there was Polish princess. But I never heard about Polish prince, so you are the first one, and rightfully so.
In Hamtramck, I'm an honorary member, a mayor. I'm the honorary member of Hamtramck. I visited the Polish club in Hamtramck many years ago, and they made me the honorary member, mayor. So if you get any speeding tickets, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, and it's in pretty bad shape right now, so maybe you can, you know, help them somehow. And you still have performing plans. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Well, I still go out occasionally. I was at the Windsor Casino a couple of weeks ago, and it was the biggest. We had over 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The casino was really surprised. They didn't realize they'd be turning people away from my show.
Yeah, they were sold out.
and I tell them, hey, when you have the Detroit area and the Windsor area, I mean, there's a lot of Polish people who know me as the prince, and there's a lot of people who know me as this musical entertainer, and a lot of people who know me from Blue Velvet and those songs. So
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who could still relate to me in my shows. So mm-hmm. I still go out. I don't do as much as I used to. I do special places that are big events and very important, and I'm really delighted that over 5,000 people came to see me. That is quite an honor after all these years to be in the business. So as long as nice things like that happen to me, I'll, you know, continue to go out and to perform.
Yeah, believe or not, but I couldn't buy tickets because it was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out, and it's a nice feeling. But when I come back, you'll be my guest.
Thank you. Yeah, please come back. There was a lot of people who wanted to see you. But anyway, I'm so happy that you managed to find time and talk to us today. Please tell me about your family.
I met my wife. I married her. I met her in Polish school. We went to Polish school together in Pennsylvania. Below our church, we belonged to St. Genevieve's Church, and below that, we were taught by the Felician nuns.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her when she was in the first grade, and I knew her all these years.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and then after I married her, I found out she's not Polish, she's Irish.
Oh, okay.
It's too late, though.
Emily, you have five kids?
Yeah, I have five kids, and in my show, my daughter sings with me, and my son sings with me. They were all involved.
Chris is singing?
No, Chris is kind of the manager. My other son, Robbie, sings.
Okay.
In fact, I had a theater in Branson, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of people from Winston, Canada, and Detroit would come down to see our show. And I had three daughters
mm-hmm.
singing. And you know who stole the show? My mother.
Oh.
My Polish mother would get up on stage and sing and dance.
Well.
And I'd drive the people crazy. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, it started as a joke one day. I said, come on, we'll sing a song. And she got a standing ovation, got the biggest reception, that she stayed on the show, and she was a tremendous hit for many years. I lost her last year at this time.
Oh.
But if she was still alive, she'd want to come and still sing for me.
Oh, yeah, she deserved, of course. Okay, we talk about your kids. If you were to start your career all over, would you change anything in the way you went about it?
Well, I did a lot of good things. I'd made a lot of bad mistakes. But, you know, life is not perfect, and nobody is perfect. But I don't think I would change anything that I did. I would still do the same dumb things as I did.
All of us did.
Yeah, I mean, I had a manager who says, you know, that song, Melody of Love, you should sing it in French. Mm-hmm. Because French is romantic, you're going to have a sexy image, mm-hmm. and it's more sophisticated, and you're going to be... I said, no. I want to sing it. I'm going to do it in Polish and sing the Polish words. I mean, and he said, oh, you're making a mistake. So people, when they tell you you're doing a mistake, sometimes what you do is the right thing. So mm-hmm. like I said, I've made a lot of good decisions and some ones that weren't so good, but I wouldn't change anything in my life. I had a wonderful life, made a lot of friends, performed, made a lot of people happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't ask for anything more.
The theater in Branson is sold, I heard from the internet. Yeah? Did you sell this theater in Branson?
Yeah, I sold the theater. I was there for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work. We would do 2 shows a day.
Oh, wow.
And aside from all the work, you know, I owned the theater. I had over 100 people working for me, and it was a big business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to take life easy. I like coming up to Windsor, walking on stage to 5,000 people, singing my show, and getting on a plane and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about anybody.
Okay. Was climbing to the top in artistic world a torturous undertaking?
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult, but I don't know. God bless me. I prayed a lot. I went to church. I would ask God for his help. A lot of people, I don't know, don't believe in God, but God, if there isn't a God, somebody's been helping me all these years. And I worked hard, and then I think I was lucky too, and I was just very fortunate. There are probably a lot of people who sing better, who look better, who are better musicians, but God chose me. In fact, when I was starting, a lot of the critics were saying I wasn't that good and I would never last, and I would tell the critics and people, I says, look, no matter what you say, it's not going to change anything, because up in heaven, there's a book that God has written in, and it mm-hmm. says Bobby Vinton will be a big star for many, many years. And I said, so there's nothing you guys can do to change that. It's already written in the book in heaven.
But you have all things in place. You had education, a university degree in music. You had supporting parents. You were talented.
Oh, yeah. So. I went by the rules. You know, mm-hmm. I was a Boy Scout. I went into the Army. I went to high school. I played in a high school band. I went to college. I studied music. I worked hard all my life. In fact, today I'm still working. Right now, when I hang up, I'm working on new arrangements. I write all the music for my show, and I'm changing it. I'm trying to improve it, make it better. I listen to the tapes of the show in Windsor with the notes of what the band was playing, and I'm going to write new music.
Mm-hmm.
I get up at 6 o'clock every morning, and I feel I must have a plus. I want to do something, so I've got something, a plus that day, that mm-hmm. I did something that I gained something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been my way, and I will do this for as long as I can.
And your university gave you a doctorate degree recently, right?
Right. I'm an honorary doctor uh-huh. of music, studied music, classical music. I played the oboe with the Pittsburgh Symphony when I was a student. We did a number where students played along. So I've done everything from classical music to playing mm-hmm. in a polka band to playing in a big jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
I love all types of music, and music loves me.
Bobby, can you give some words of advice to young, ambitious people who want to pursue their vocal talents?
Well, you can tell from my conversation, you got to have the attitude. The attitude is everything. If you have the attitude, you have to have 100% attitude and maybe 50% talent. You
mm-hmm.
you got to believe, you got to want it, and you can't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's not my business. That's in anybody's business. It's very tough
yeah.
to do anything today, and it's very difficult today. I was lucky in the 60s. I think it was a lot easier to make it in show business than it is today. The only people, new people who are making it in the music business is like the American Idols. If you go on that show, it happens overnight. And if it doesn't happen overnight, it who knows what it takes in these times.
Mm.
But I would suggest to anybody, if you really feel you have a talent, you want to do it. If God has written up in the heavens that you will be a star, you will be a star.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much for being with me.
Okay, thank you, and I'll see you when I come to Windsor.
We're supposed to be 10 minutes, but it went over 20, which I don't regret.
All right. Thank you
from the bottom of my heart. I wish you all the best, and also pass my greetings to your lovely wife, Dolly, your son, Chris.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Z Bobem Wintonem rozmawiała Arleta Schiller. Ja natomiast, jako że zbliżamy się do końca programu, przekażę życzenia. Najpierw od londyńskiego harcerstwa. Z okazji świąt Bożego Narodzenia życzymy dużo błogosławieństwa i łask Bożych oraz zdrowia i pomyślności w nowym roku. Czuwaj, szczep Bur i szczep Piastowski Gród. Najserdeczniejsze życzenia składa też Polskie Stowarzyszenie Narodowe. Oto treść. Niech święta upłyną spokojnie i radośnie, a w nowym 2022 roku wszystkie marzenia i plany zamienią się w rzeczywistość. Życzy tego Polskie Stowarzyszenie Narodowe w London, wszystkim swym członkom i całej Polonii w London. Stowarzyszenie Polskich Kombatantów pisze, cytuję, w Dzień Bożego Narodzenia śle zimowe pozdrowienia. Nowy rok niech ześle blaski Bożej chwały, Bożej łaski. Ja w imieniu wszystkich przygotowujących Twoje radio życzę, aby towarzyszące świętom ciepło i życzliwość pozostały na cały następny rok. Abyśmy byli dla siebie mili, serdeczni, żebyśmy się dzielili życzliwością nie tylko w święta. Dla wszystkich słuchaczy kolędę śpiewa Jan Ryczko z London.
Thank you.
I to już prawie koniec ostatniego w tym roku programu Twojego Radia, który przygotowała Jolanta Pawluka, zrealizowali Stefan i Tadeusz Żochowscy. Na zakończenie już nie kolęda, ale zespół Kombi i piosenka z jego najnowszej płyty. A my zapraszamy do głośników za tydzień.
Zapraszamy do reklamy.